The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Scientists estimate that half of the world's corals have been devastated as climate change has led to warmer oceans. When water temperatures get too hot, corals become stressed and expel the algae that coats their tissues and provides the corals' primary food source. The corals gradually lose their color, that's known as bleaching, and many of them die. But surprisingly, there are corals in one sea in the Middle East that are showing a remarkable resistance to the rising temperatures. VOA's Deborah Block explains why.
Here in the northern Red Sea in the Bay of Aqaba, Israeli scientists have discovered something extraordinary. Despite higher water temperatures, these corals are healthy and even thriving. To find out why, small corals were subjected to bleaching conditions in a laboratory. Their ruddy color is a sign of good health.
Bleaching conditions are usually considered as 1 to 2 degrees above the summer maximum. And there was no bleaching. We elevated the temperature furthermore. And only at 5 and 6 degrees above summer maximum, they showed signs of stress and bleaching.
But how can the coral here withstand such high temperatures when mass coral bleaching is occurring elsewhere? The answer may be found 18,000 years ago, when the Red Sea was much hotter.
In order to survive conditions, very hot conditions in the southern Red Sea, they had to undergo selection towards thermally resilient corals. Those that suffer from the very hot conditions down there didn't survive. And so corals that we see here nowadays are the ones that are descendants of the ones that survived.
The study also indicates that future generations of coral in the Bay of Aqaba will also be immune to bleaching.
I think that although seawater temperature is rising in the Gulf of Aqaba, maybe at a rate that exceeds the global average, still, we have about 100 years before these corals will experience bleaching conditions or cross the bleaching threshold.
Coral reefs are often the first indicator of climate change. Their loss would raise the risk of extinction of thousands of fish species and other marine life. Deborah Block, VOA News.
Please join us next week for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.